Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Smashing. What are you talking about? You know, when you're in a sinking ship, you just redefine sink. It's like a slight decline into peaceful waters, Todd. Just call it anything you want. Redefine, you know? A man, a woman, no. Just, literally, Supreme Court justices that can't tell you what a woman is, and now we can't tell what a recession is. Only we know. It's the same that it's been for decades. Two consecutive quarters with a declining GDP. Hello! We're in one. Yesterday, interest rates go up a healthy chunk. What's that going to mean for your bottom line? How many businesses won't be able to be cash flowing as a result of interest costs going up? Access to capital getting more difficult. There are storm clouds on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen, but we still live where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly, the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. We're live in Baltic, South Dakota today with Field Day. That's right. Brought to you by our friends at Hefty Naturals. We're going to meet them a little later on in the program. Kevin Jordry is going to be here. He is market president at First International Bank and Trust in Fargo to talk about these rising interest rates and the recession and what that means. We're going to dig into that a little bit today on the program. We're going to talk weather today, Todd. We love weather, don't we? Yes. And predicting the weather is a little easier these days with a tool called the LESAC Recurring Cycle. We've talked about it a couple of times on the program before, but since we're at Field Day today, we're going to do it from an agriculture perspective of just knowing, you know, what's coming. Car dealers, they can move the vehicles inside like big buildings and avoid the hail. You can't move the crops inside. There are things that you can tell. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program. And we're going to meet some of the folks that are here. A couple other stories that we're dealing with. Some judge decided to dance on the head of a pin yesterday related to the law in North Dakota. Now changing as a result of the Supreme Court decision, making Roe versus Wade illegal. And you'd think, for one, nothing really changes other than the date, and it's not going to change. But I'm amazed now that it's final, that Drew Wrigley yesterday basically said, okay, judge, whatever, we'll just recertify it, and the same outcome is happening. So it really was dumb. In my mind, and you know, sometimes there's dumb judges. I'm sorry, there just are. But the particulars of this one are just dumb. But it means nothing. It is literally semantics, and nothing will change. But the amount of people saying, oh, the sky is falling, because guess what? They haven't quite used that $1 million that they've raised in a GoFundMe account to get the abortion clinic in Fargo, North Dakota, moved to Moorhead, Minnesota. They're just going as fast as they can in the meantime.
They're buying time and kicking the can down the road. That's all that is.
Somebody might have to drive. You know, it's like this visual that they have that it's like the supermarket the day before Thanksgiving, right? The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. If we were to actually, listen to these people of what they're suggesting is happening, it's like that amount of people are in line for an abortion, and oh my gosh, they have to go from Fargo to Moorhead now, or oh my gosh, they might have to go to Minneapolis for a month. It's not real. That isn't a thing. That isn't happening. And thankfully, by the way, the amount of abortions performed every year are going down because young people are pro-life. They've recognized science. They see when a baby is a baby. This is not difficult for most people. So this zealotry, this religion of my body, my choice, I want to be able to kill a child. It's a baby, first of all. We know it's a baby. We know life begins at conception. And thankfully, the Supreme Court of the United States said, look, this is no longer a thing. You can't say there's a federal right to this. And it's up to individual states. And believe it or not, Minnesota is busy. with the help of other companies, trying to get themselves into a place of being a abortion tourism state. Is that not sicken you to the core? That somebody's going to say, hey, come to our state. You can have an abortion. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, not much has changed on that front. The other thing I want to bring up to you is, I've not confirmed this, but I do read Rob Port's story in the forum that the fired NDSU president, Dean Bresciani, who was relieved of his duties, there's a new president now, has some sort of a deal cut where he gets to take a one-year sabbatical before he begins his sweetheart deal of a professorship, and he's going to get paid $371,000 to have a sabbatical. Now, when I say paid $371,000 to have a sabbatical, you're paying it, Todd.
Yeah.
And every one of our North Dakota residents are paying.
That? Hey, I want to take a year off but get that kind of money. Where do we sign up for that?
The only thing I'll say to you is this is a thing. This is a thing in the academic world, which is why they're woke. They're churning out. I mean, they're right now. Higher education is a world of hurt because of that kind of thinking. Oh, they have tenure. Oh, they can take a sabbatical. UND's president did the same thing. So I'm sure at the time Dean Bresciani put that in his contract. I don't know how this was negotiated. I want to talk to Mark Hagerod and Board of Higher Ed members, Mark Hagerod, the chancellor, and find out the particulars of this deal. But according to Rob Port's reporting, this is real. So, yeah, I'm with you, Todd. I'm scratching my head on that one. Hey, yeah, we're going to catch up with some. Yeah, exactly right. We're broadcasting live at Field Day, Ag PhD Field Day, Baltic, South Dakota. This goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Still plenty of time to come take in all the field demos. No matter where you're listening, just head this way. A lot of things going on. And coming up, we're going to have a real live national anthem blasted all across, and also a Vanguard Squadron aerial show. That'll happen during the program. We're also going to, throughout the program today, meet the folks from Hefty Naturals and other folks that are displaying their wares here. That includes some green iron, as in John Deere. Carson Kaler, who's a product specialist with CNB Operations, is here. Carson, how are you?
Good.
Where's CNB located?
So CNB is spread out between Truman, Minnesota, and Idaho.
Wow, that's quite the footprint.
It is.
Yeah, and all green iron.
All green iron.
And what city in Minnesota?
So Truman, Minnesota is as far east as we go.
Is that right? Where is Truman?
Truman is south central, so south kind central. Of right off I-90.
First thing I learned today, ring the cowbell. I'm here to learn with everybody. Now I know where it's at. I didn't know there was a Truman, Minnesota. Now we know. What are folks here talking about, Carson? What do they want to ask you guys at CNB?
Yeah. So this year our main attraction is the new See & Spray Ultimate Sprayer. So it's a sprayer that has 36 cameras on the boom and can actually pick out weeds in standing crops and only spray the weeds, saving on chemical.
How many cameras?
36.
36 cameras
on the boom. Yes.
On that boom, looking at every little sub-inch of soil.
Correct.
That's phenomenal.
It is.
Yeah. And how does that compare to products that are out now? Not the this is the latest and greatest, but what's out there typically now?
Yeah, so up till now, it's just been conventional spray, broadcast spraying. So you spray every acre that you have, right? It doesn't matter if there's a weed on that acre or not. You're spraying it.
Just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
Yep.
And that's the only option you really have.
It costs you a lot of money to spray that much.
It does. But now, if you have the option to only spray the weeds, you know, you could, depending on how weedy your field is, that's 40 to 70% now, rather than 100%.
That makes perfect sense. What do one of those set you back?
Well, they haven't released the pricing yet. It's very early in production. Pricing will be released in September.
Got it. And what you're doing here is displaying it, talk to folks about it?
Yep. So we have a limited production build here, so there's not very many out right now. We have one of them here at Hefty's today. We have all the experts here talking about it, showing it off. We've been actually demoing it for about the past 3 weeks. So we're just talking about our experiences, showing all the customers how it works, what it's about, and all the cool things about it.
What are the experiences you're hearing about? Give me some examples.
Yeah, so, I mean, in the demos that we've been doing here in the past few weeks, all the customers are amazed by how much chemical they're saving. And not only that, but how good of a job it's doing. Because if it's spraying weeds, you know, if it's picking out the weeds but it's missing them, that's an issue. But it can see up to a quarter inch by quarter inch.
Oh, my gosh.
At 12 miles per hour.
I said sub-inch. I should have said sub-quarter inch. That's unbelievable. So, yeah. I mean, the big ROI is what you're saving in spring.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And are you taking orders for this now?
It will be available to order next year.
Got it. So at field day, you'll be able to say, hey, how many you want?
Hopefully, if supply lets us.
That's phenomenal. Anything else you want to tell us about CMB?
Not really. Come show up at the thing. We'd love to talk to you. We have not only the See and Spray sprayer, we have a Haggy here, we have Combine here, a lot of cool tractors, a brand new ExactEmerge planter, a lot of cool stuff to show off, a lot of cool stuff to talk about. Stop by and say hi.
All right, Carson, thanks for stopping by and saying hi to us. We appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Carson Kaler with CNB Operations showing off that new, wow, the latest and greatest. That's what's great about Field Day. You are literally seeing the very latest happening right here. We're broadcasting from our own tent in the Hefty Natural Zone. So if you're headed this way, look for Hefty Naturals. We've got cold bottle water, and if you tell us I stand for the flag, we'll flip you a hat. We love those flag hats, so check those out. All right, open phone time when we come back. Lay it on us, 800-228-0550. More on What's On Your Mind straight ahead.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 Brock grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now.
What does the Federal Reserve interest hike from yesterday mean for you? What does an official recession look like in our part of the world? Kevin Jordry, president of First International Bank of Trust Fargo, is going to join us. Talk about that very issue coming up here in a little bit. We have some weather talk today on the program. Talk specifically about something that's called LRC, the LIZAC Recurring Cycle. It's a new way of forecasting. And there's some real predictions that you literally can set your calendar by. It's pretty amazing. I'm going to tell you about that today on the program as well. We're going to meet the folks from Hefty Naturals, where we're broadcasting live today at Field Day, Ag PhD Field Day. So if you're headed this way, please stop and see us. You'll see the WDOI, and we have flag hats, and you can't miss us in the Hefty Natural Zone. I have a listener sitting here that listens to us every day, which is something that just absolutely warms my heart. Warms my heart. Fantastic. Let's see here. That, if you want to, and then this one, Crystal. Working on this on the fly here. Todd, what do you think about a $371,000 sabbatical? Maybe Phil Parker should have negotiated that into his contract to done. He could be done Friday and then get paid for a year and be on a sabbatical. That's something the taxpayer should fund,
but
isn't
then
it?
He would just pull the same thing that one of my old college professors pulled, where you go on the sabbatical and then you decide you want to stay on the sabbatical, and then he wouldn't come back, and we'd be out the $317,000. I think the average American would love
that's
to sign
a great
up
idea.
A year off.
That's a great idea. You can do the sabbatical, but then you don't ever even come back.
Right.
You leave day one of the when you're supposed to come back. What a wonderful idea. The taxpayers should pay for that.
Yeah, where do we sign up? I mean, I'm
where
game. I'd go for that. I think we all would go for that, right? Who wouldn't go for that?
Of course we would. Exactly right. 701-258-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. And my favorite meme of the day, you know me and memes, Todd. I love the memes. This one I think I actually can tell you without... Where is it here? I got to find it now. The idea is to tell you this and have it make sense. And I'm trying to bring it up so I don't have to do it by memory. It's the photo of Joe Biden, first of all, to set the stage, at Brandon Falls. Remember, this is a new place now in Delaware that's been named for the famous fall on the bike. You tracking with me so far?
Oh, yeah.
And he says, I wreck two things, bikes and the economy, and I'm fresh out of bikes. I wreck two things, bikes and the economy, and I'm fresh out of bikes. Yeah. And you see him tipped over on the bike there at Brandon Falls. So you can't make it up, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot make it up. A recession is official. That news this morning. And, the actual meme says, and I should post this, I'm here to crash bikes and economies, and I'm all out of bikes. There you go. Poor Brandon. People that crunched these numbers told us something that is a surprise to no one, and that is that we're in a recession. The White House is busy redefining what a recession is, so stay tuned for more on that. We're going to meet some more folks here that are with us at Ag PhD Field Day, and then we'll get to some of your calls here. Welcome as well. And as I mentioned, we're going to dig into what the impact will be from the higher interest rates announced yesterday by the Federal Reserve, as well as the official recession. My sense is, for this part of the world, it's more of what gets in your head than it is naturally, more so that it is, a real-world impact. Like, ouch, okay, we're officially in a recession. That means people aren't going to buy anything. That means, everything in my forecast for the P&L of what 2022 and 2023 should bring is out the window. It's more of people going, oh, no, we're in a recession. So therefore, I'm not going to expand. I'm not going to hire somebody. It's more of a psyche thing than anything. We have some folks here from AGI, including Ann Hunt, as well as Nathan Carr, who is with AGI SureTrack. Thank you both for being here. How are you guys?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good to see you. Let me start with you, Nathan. What's SureTrack?
So AGI SureTrack is it's part of our AGI Digital brand. We do field monitoring, in-bin grain monitoring, fan automation, things like that to help preserve grain in the grain bin.
How long has this kind of technology been available to producers?
We've been, this is an older company. I think 2005 is when they started. AGI just bought the company in 2019, so they're just improving it day to day and going, making it better every day. So.
And you do strategic business development. You know that you got to be on the cutting edge, right?
Yeah.
Every time and be right every time. Nathan just described sort of the trajectory since 2005. How about year to year? How much better does this stuff get every year?
It grows at an extreme rate. I think that technology is just improving so much each year. It's hard to keep up, and I think we're at the front line, and we've done a very good job. AGI as a whole has bought all these technology companies, and they're running with it, and we're making a big splash.
How do you engage in conversations at things like Field Day? Talk about the things you're showing off, the conversations you're having here.
Sure. Bin Manager is one of our main products, and Puck, and those are our two big ones that we have today in Field Day. And Bin Manager does temperature, moisture, inventory monitoring within the grain bin. And you can see it right on your phone. And our Puck, it hooks up to your tractor, your sprayer, and it tells all your rates. And all of it's in our platform, in our system, and you can see it.
Interesting. Nathan, yep. What kind of comments do you get from producers when they see it up close like that?
They're just amazed at how the technologies came because, you know, they were trained different 40 years ago. You know, we were trained to do it this way for 40 years. Well, technology's improved that. You know, you can almost eliminate a guy at the farm having to monitor your grain bins, and, you know, the girlfriend or wife can actually get the farmer to go down to Jamaica or somewhere on a vacation.
You can have an actual vacation.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And watch it all on your phone.
Exactly.
You guys are selling vacations, not technology.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it. Or even just to town for dinner, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And where do folks buy the products?
We have dealers across the United States. You can go to aggrowth.com, find a dealer or find a local representative from the website.
Aggrowth.com.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Our listeners are in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, a little bit of Montana. Who'd be some of your big dealers?
Well, we recently have partnered with Hefty, and so that's one of our big announcements at this show is our recent partnership with Hefty, so you can contact them and they can get directly to us as well.
We did too.
Nice.
So we're both celebrating new partnerships with Hefty.
Yes, exciting.
Yeah. We're putting a weather and ag show on Acres TV.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
Yes, you'll have to. You guys are wonderful. Thanks for stopping by, and have a great show, okay?
You bet. Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
There's not a dull moment here, is there?
Not at all.
It's been a good morning.
Yeah, already. Thanks. Goes till 4 o'clock today. Our friends from AGI and SureTrack, Nathan Carr and Ann Hunt today, stopping by. And as you heard, you can stop by a Hefty store and find out more about those AGI products and take a look at how you might be able to have an actual vacation. Wow, what a novel concept. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. And, you know, every day is a great day to go to PetroServe USA, but let me give you just one example of why today the home cooking and the grab-and-go convenience might be perfect. Dare I say, scalloped potatoes and ham? Yes. How about meatloaf? How about Salisbury steak, tater tot hot dish, mac and cheese, Frank Bake, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, hot beef sandwich in Harwood today? Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. The United States is in a recession as the gross domestic product contracts nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. Viktor Baug, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapons created deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for basketball player Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
I plan to raise an issue that's a top priority for us. The release of Americans Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
PhD Field Day. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon, live and on location in the middle of a field, literally in Baltic, South Dakota. It is an absolutely beautiful day. You're within the sound of my voice. And hey, I forgot about Field Day. There's still plenty of time. Goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Come on by, enjoy. Stop by and say hi. We're in the Hefty Natural Zone. And big white tent, you can't miss us. Cannot miss us. We have a little studio in a box, broadcasting live. You'll see the microphones. And then you can say, Heidi, Heidi, ho, how you doing today? Good to meet a lot of folks that are here. Brought to you today by our friends from H.A. Thompson & Sons. Since 1908, they've been at it. Started as the little plumber and went into heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. They have that link service, which I always rave about because it's a static bottom line. They can maintain and replace all of your HVAC. Even they're doing this for some manufacturers in North Dakota where they maintain their assembly lines. They can do it. H.A. Thompson & Sons, call them at 701-223-3393. Your indoor air quality experts, too. Online at hatandsons.com. Kevin Jordry is the market president for First International Bank in Fargo. Joins us today to talk about something that we're going to be hearing a lot about. One, yesterday's interest rate hike, and then, of course, today it's official. We are in a recession. Kevin, thanks for taking some time for us today. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Thank you very much for having me. And just before we get started, I want to say congratulations to you guys and the WDAY side for your 100th anniversary this week. That was pretty special to see that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And it's fun to find the, you know, listeners to all the stations who are on. Of course, the What's on Your Mind program, not on WDAY, but it's our sister station of the flag. But we've met folks that listen to K-Fire. We've met folks that listen to KTGO AM 1100 already this morning. And this thing started at 2.5 hours ago. So it's been kind of fun. But thank you. We are celebrating 100 years of WDAY, and right behind them, K-Fire coming up in, what did we decide, Ted? 2 years away? 3 years away? 2025.
Three. Yep,
yes.
Three.
It'll be here in no time. Yeah, it is. Not a lot of businesses last 100 years, but First International Bank of Trust has bucked the trend, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been around for 112 years, a local community bank, and we plan on being around for a lot longer, so...
So yesterday, when you first heard the news of the Federal Reserve Board hike in the interest rates, was it more than you thought it would be?
No, I think we've had conversations internally and probably in our industry. I think there was an anticipation of 75 basis points and possibly even up to 1%, full 1%, but I think it came in as expected.
What does it mean to the average lender? What does it mean to businesses out there? How will this impact lending decisions, for instance, by First International Bank of Trust? What are the ripple effects of this, Kevin?
Well, I guess what I would tell you is I think you know, obviously rates have been historically low since 2008 when you had the financial crisis. So since that time, rates started to come back a little bit here right before 2020. Obviously with COVID, they fell back down to that 3.25% range, which over the last, call it 10, 12 years, prime has been very, very low in that 3, 3.25 range, started to come back. And now I think what we're seeing is because of all the liquidity pumped into the system, whether it's through COVID with PPP, which was a great program to keep a lot of service-based businesses alive during those uncertain times. There was a lot of liquidity pumped into the system. And then 21, there got to be a significant amount of government spending, as you well know, that pumped even more liquidity into the system. So as a result of that, we have seen costs for many goods and services go, I don't know if you want to call it out of control, but they've had significantly increased here over the last 24 months. So the cost of everything is way higher for goods and services, and so one way to control that is you need to increase short-term interest rates to try and get everybody to take a little bit of a pause.
And will it have that effect here in our part of the world? Will this mean, you know, for instance, okay, now I've got a service, an additional 75 basis points on a business loan, for instance, or, now maybe a deal doesn't pencil out. I mean, do you see it having impacts here where we live?
Yeah, I think it can. What I would tell you is I think those that have probably higher leverage, it's going to be more of an impact. But if you're a lowly leveraged business that's been carrying good liquidity, does everybody want to pay higher interest rates? No, but I don't think it's – I think it's going to have a less of an impact if you're a lowly leveraged business that's been – you know, has good working capital and carrying some good liquid balances. It's not going to be as big of an effect.
Obviously, every day you're making lending decisions. You're looking at business plans. You're looking at cash flow. You're looking at a P&L. At a basic, simple level, it would seem that, you know, yesterday some deals might just barely get across the finish line and be something that that meets the thresholds, but today not so, right? I mean, there'll be deals that can't get done as a result of just a pinch on cash flow from servicing more debt. Am I right?
True. Well, one of the ways to offset those, you'll need to have more equity and capital going into them. So, I mean, it's not that maybe it's not necessarily that they won't work. It's just some deals might have to have more cash injected into them to make them, to allow them to work. That's kind of the offset to it.
Do you see interest rates continuing to climb? I mean, is this a good time if you are looking at something to lock in at least where we're at now?
Yeah, I mean, that's the crystal ball has been a little bit fuzzy ever since 2008. I think there's a number of us out there that thought rates would be up sooner than, probably up higher now than they actually are a little sooner. But I think COVID had to, you know, there's a lot of factors that have happened here in the last few years that have caused that to not happen. You know, I think our general thought is I think you're going to see short-term rates continue to increase here through the end of the year. Generally, overall, I think what we're seeing and hearing is that you're going to see interest rates continue to rise until some of the inflation can get under control, stop, or go backwards a little bit and get back to the point where costs are back in line, because right now cost of everything is as you all know, I would say it's very high and very substantial increases.
Yeah, so that's probably having even more of an impact than would, an additional 75 basis points, just to costs and delays and all kinds of business impacts, right?
Yeah, and to put it into perspective, Scott, I think there's a number of bigger issues out there than just besides interest rates. I mean, you've got significant government spending, and that has to get back into control. I think we probably all would agree on that. You've got gas, diesel, and energy prices that are double of what they were 24 months ago. Your day-to-day staple items for groceries, goods, and services, if you go into the grocery store, you walk out with 3 sacks of bread, eggs, milk, and some other things that you need for day-to-day stuff, and you're out with 3 sacks of groceries for $100. So
yeah.
In addition to interest rate, what I would say to put it in perspective for you and everybody, interest rate is a part of it, but there's a lot of other factors that we're trying to combat out there that I would argue that are probably hitting consumers and business owners' wallets a lot harder than interest rates right now. Because when you look at historic prime rates, in good economic times, 6 to 7, 8% short-term interest rate prime rates were pretty common.
Let's talk about the recession. It's official as of this morning that, according to, you know, economists for forever, two quarters of negative growth means you're in a recession. What does that mean for this part of the world?
Well, I would tell you, I think we are in a very good spot in the world where we live in the Midwest. I think it's probably going to have more effect on the coast. I think when you look at where we're at in our part of the world, I think you have, one, more common sense, and I think you have a number of pretty good diversification of income and businesses. When you look at it, we have an egg economy that's doing well. We have a good energy sector. We have a number of technology-type businesses here in the Red River Valley and through the state of North Dakota that are popping up and doing well. A lot of manufacturing. I think we're well-positioned with a diverse economy, and you throw in our education institutions between our universities. I think we're well set in a good spot in the world to get through whatever is coming at us.
I wonder how much just recession dominating the news has an impact. You're saying we're insulated from it, from, you know, more of the X's and O's on the, you know, not totally obviously, but do you think actually the I don't know, negative talk more than anything does damage?
Yeah, I would say it does. I mean, when it's in front of you every day, flashing on it, it starts to creep into the back of your mind. But, you know, the one thing, if I could say too, from a positive perspective for rates going up, I think when you look at depositors or people that are holding savings and liquid assets, they've really been paid very little on those deposit balances over the last 10 to 12 years. This is probably a good time for them to get some return on the deposit side so that their deposits are actually worth something. So I think those that are holding liquidity are going to see some benefits from it.
Yeah, and at a time with, obviously, the inflation where it is, they're looking for every edge they can find right now, right?
Exactly, and I think that's, you know, I would go back and say to you or anybody that I think a lot of these costs and need to get in control or get back in control or within reason, probably more so than interest rates having a big impact on things, to be very honest and frank with you, Scott.
Last question. You know, people here, they default on loans at huge success rate in that front compared to nationally. A lot of loans, I assume, are locked in at rates. That's the other thing here, that, you know, we have good people who, you know, shake a hand and you got a deal, and that means a lot in times like this, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you if you kind of go back and compare that 08, 09, and 10, where things were at with the financial and mortgage crisis and things, a lot of those practices from some of those loans that were put on the books have changed a lot. The underwriting standards have increased significantly to a much, much higher level of scrutiny. You look at the inventory of homes and things like that that were unsold back then. We just don't have the overbuilding problem on the housing side that we had back in 2008, 2009, 2010. In fact, one of the big things I think a number of communities are struggling with are affordable housing because of where some of the prices have gone up. So, you know, I would say we have in our area, in our region, a number of good borrowers. I think you've had a lot of people that are existing homeowners that have taken advantage of really good rates. And,
yeah,
you know, I think we're well poised. So I think a lot of people have done some smart financial planning over the last 5-10 years, and I think that will hopefully.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We are live at Ag PhD Field Day, literally in the middle of a field in Baltic, South Dakota today. For our fine sponsor, Hefty Naturals, and there's nothing like meeting some of the folks that are here. I got three buckaroos that are with me right here. What's your name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, where are you from?
Harold.
From Harold. Did you brought your little brother along?
Yep.
What's your name?
Trey.
Hey, Trey. And who's next to you on the left over here?
That's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good.
Where are you from, Johnny?
Rapid.
Like Rapid City?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you go to Mount Rushmore ever?
Once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime? If I lived in Rapid City, I'd go there like every week. It'd be unbelievable. What do you like about Field Day?
So far, I've enjoyed just seeing all the new equipment that's come out.
Any particular favorite for you?
The Case IH over there.
You like the red iron, huh? Do you know they make some of those in Fargo, North Dakota?
Yep.
You knew that already. Of course you did, because you're from Harold, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
You're a smart kid. You know this stuff. What's your favorite part of Field Day, bud?
I like that they have freebies, and I like all the tents.
Freebies are king at Field Day, right? What's your favorite freebie so far? Those sunglasses you have on?
Nope.
What is it?
The cows.
The cows? They gave you a cow? How do you fit that in a bag? Let's see. He's going to pull out the cow, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. It's in the other bag. We're going to see it. Show the crowd here. Look at that. Give him a big hand for the cow. Wow. It's a what do you call it? A stress ball. But it's in the shape of a cow. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Yep.
Go to Mount Rushmore at least once for me this year, okay?
Okay.
All right. Not once in a lifetime. We'll see you guys later. Is that any good or what? 9 before the top of the hour. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. And he is right now on the roof of our Flag Family headquarters along I-29. And what a beautiful display that one is, as he does for so many good folks. Jim, how are you?
Good morning. Good, Scott. How you doing down there in South Dakota?
Well, I got my cowbell. I'm having a grand old time. You know, have a cowbell, we'll travel. Baltic, South Dakota today, who knows tomorrow? Wherever it takes us, well, we love it.
I love them shows. I can't wait to get back to Big Iron.
It's September.
The gentleman talking with the bank there, he's talking about we live in such a great area, you know, and people with a handshake and they still do business and they work hard and everything. How nice is that? We're kind of sheltered. But today, you know, I was kind of actually woke up this morning and I did my prayers and then I turned on the TV. Oh, there was a mistake. But, you know, our justice Thomas lost his professorship at George Washington University because of wokeism. I guess it was his decision, but he chose not to put up with the stuff that goes on there, you know. And it's just like the people feel like just because we feel the way we feel, you don't deserve to, and that just seems to be wokeism, just because we want it this way. And I'm just going to sit here and encourage people as the flag purveyor, as you know, the symbol of freedom, the flag bearer of America. I'm going to say, just because you have your beliefs, you can stand through your beliefs with your beliefs, and you can have your opinion and have, you know, your civil society that has been going on for 250 years in this country. And, you know, just because, you know, we all have hardships in life, and I've tried everything to try and disprove, you know, a God and being a Marine and doing things that I've done. I tried to suppress pain in my life and everything, and then, you know, you come back, there's always a loving creator there. And just because I believe that, I'm going to say there is a God, and just because you don't believe in it, that's okay. But there's plenty of people that do believe in the traditional American way, and we're not going to give that up just because. And, you know, history repeats itself. Law and order wins every time. And, you know, science wins. Look in your pants. That's science. You know, don't ask Dr. Fauci, you know, there's XX and XY genes, and just because, you know, you have your opinion does not mean I have to change mine, and we're not going to bend to wokeism, and we're going to have a traditional Judeo-Christian, view of America, and we're going to keep working hard, and we're going to keep raising families, God, faith, family, freedom, and just because, I don't know, I just feel like saying that today. I'm just burdened by wokeism. And I encourage everybody that believes in your traditional beliefs to stand up just because you have a United States Constitution, just because you have the Bill of Rights, just because law and order does still stand, you stand there and don't allow people to sway your beliefs. Just because. And
we love you. That's why we love you. Why we want to buy a flag from you. Right there. Everything in a nutshell.
Well, I don't know if I did it 100% justice, but, you know, people that install flagpoles are the best. And I'm sorry I can't help everybody, but I'm working as much as I can, 6-7 days a week. And if you're waiting on me, I'm coming. I'm coming. We're working round the clock. Anybody wants a job that has a CDL, it can operate equipment, let me know. Give me a call, 701-571-3524, and I will put you to work, and we'll get some more flagpoles in. So thank you for your patience, and thank you for being Americans, just because you are an American.
God bless you, sir. Jim the Flagpole Guy, 701-571-FLAG, usflagpoleguy.com, going global, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call him 571-FLAG. Shoot him a text. Thanks, Jim.
God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
There he is, Jim the Flagpole Guy. We're in Baltic, South Dakota. More Field Day coming up.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need. Like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.